What are your study practices? Just the very practical, how do you engage in studying?
Well, it depends on the book we are talking about. If I'm reading a book like a typical theosophical book by Annie Besant, for example, or something, well, Annie Besant has some difficult books, but something where she's more sharing certain information, or by in any tradition, Buddhism or whatever, I just read them, try to be in a state of calmness, you know, and read, enjoying the book. And I don't try to memorize or anything. I try to get the vision of the author. I try to see through the author's eyes. And usually I don't try to argue with the author. So that's why if I read a book that has a completely different approach, and it is an approach that I already went through and decided that for the time being I don't agree with that, I don't spend much time, because there is no point in reading something and arguing against what you are reading. So I try to read trying to be in tune with the author. Now if I read something like The Secret Doctrine, I usually do it with a lot of papers around, and I try to draw charts and try to put order in that seemingly chaos of information, and I usually try to generate a kind of structure, not because a structure is truth, but because that's the way I can be sure that I'm working on it. Because it's very easy to read The Secret Doctrine and just read it without understanding anything, just passing your eyes over the words. So I try to draw charts or summaries to be sure that I'm working on it.
Do you put it in your own words then? Do you take notes? Or do you follow themes through The Secret Doctrine in particular I'm talking about?
Well, I do both. Sometimes I read page by page, and sometimes I follow a theme. And usually I may copy the quotes that I think go to the point, and I save them, because at the beginning when one, let's say we want to study about Fohat, so at the beginning we read a quote and we get something from it, but there is probably much more there that we are going to be able to get or to understand later. So I read a quote and I save that quote if I think it has substance, and then I try to go on, and once I gather several quotes, I read them all and try to get the whole picture. So if I go through subjects, I tend to do that, and nowadays with The Secret Doctrine on the internet, it's very easy to copy and paste in a Word document, you know, all the quotes about certain subjects. But usually I work a lot with notes in my own words, trying to put order, as I said. To me, the most difficult thing in The Secret Doctrine is to be able to grasp the order that is behind all the information that HPB gives, because sometimes she talks about something that is going on the inner planes, and then without saying anything, she jumps to the physical plane, and she goes on explaining how the same principle is now acting on the physical plane. So many times you see that there was something missing. And so charts and, you know, diagrams with arrows or things like that are useful for me. I don't know if for everybody, but